so it's a little bit less suspecting.
Right.
Otherwise, 66 is out there. All right, they got three offensive linemen over on that right side. They're doing something over here. They're not just bringing in an extra blocker. That's some genius. I can only imagine the smile on Phil Longo's face as he calls that play in and says, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Well, the other thing you and I were talking about was as that ball was in flight to Rucci, you know that time slows down, right? And you're
oh my God,
make that catch. Make that. I got to catch
it. It's like Smalls.
I got to catch it.
In the Sandlot. Please catch it. Please catch it. Please catch it. And back-to-back text, 262 and Mike and Merrill, both composure and poise from Braden Locke. Impressive, impressive day from the young man. We'll talk a lot more about it after the break and throughout the night, boss. But that is, we saw last week and both kind of looked at each other like, are we able to say that he played well?
We wanted to,
right?
Didn't we?
I kind of want to say he played well coming in cold this week, getting a week's worth of action, and then going through some adversity throughout the first three quarters. Impressive day here for 18.
All right, we hope to go back to Champaign. Mike Heller inside the locker room. Maybe we'll catch up. We'll look with some of his post-game media conference today. Lots of media piling on this program as the game unfolded, and it'll be interesting to see what their wrap-up stories after this victory was.
Will there be any retractions?
I highly doubt that. Badgers win, though. A big rally in the fourth quarter of epic proportions, and they knock off Illinois by a score of 25-21. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Hey, it's Matza Matt again for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. The October winds of change are upon us. The temps are dropping, the leaves are turning, and many of us modify our meal choices to fit the season. Now, one thing that doesn't change is the quality and satisfaction that comes with downing a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Same first-class mozzarella cheese that's won awards for its quality and taste, along with plenty of toppings that are second to none. So fire up the oven, take the chill out of the air, and enjoy the best of both worlds, a Brewpub pizza and the warmth of your own home. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza today from your local grocery store.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Welcome back. The postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Along the network stations, we owe you 10 seconds of pause for a legal ID, 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
If you turned it off, like my wife did, and texted me, they won, huh? Wow.
How about that?
A lot more fun than I thought you would have on the postgame show tonight. Thank you, honey. 25-21, the Badgers rally in the fourth quarter and get it done against Illinois. Kevin in the 262 hitting us up on the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. Says, red hot, great win today. Always love beating Bert in Illinois. Is it that hard to find college broadcasters?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, those guys were a little rough.
That was rough. Thank you, Badger Sports Properties, and thank you, iHeartRadio app, for being as accessible across the state of Wisconsin to be able to mute that TV.
Mr. S hits us up in the 414, says, a well-deserved win for our Wisconsin Badgers as they hung in and grinded this one all the way to their victorious end. A signature win for sure for our young quarterback. And I love listening to LePay and Tausch in the call. Quick question. This is for you, Billy. Given our second half offense, is this what a Badger air raid offense could look like going forward? Question mark.
Yeah, I would say so. And the biggest reason is you're still going to have a downhill running aspect to it. And I think you're going to be pretty close to 50-50. You mentioned the third down play that they handed to Braylon when everybody at Memorial Stadium thought they were going to throw the ball again and stay behind the chains. You give the ball behind a 300-plus pound offensive line that still can move people as well as just about anybody else in the Big Ten, and go try to get yourself some yards. That being said, what you saw in the second half, and I think more importantly in the fourth quarter, you get that, we've talked about it as a struggle, to get the first down. Mm-hmm. Just get yourself moving, get a positive drive, then you can start going a little up-tempo. And I thought Illinois was really struggling to keep themselves composed when the Badgers were pressing the gas pedal down, taking a snap at 18 left on the play clock. You start making those guys suck wind at about 6 or 7 plays into the drive instead of 9 or 10 plays into the drive, where you're giving them 30 seconds of reprieve in between plays. You're calling out signals. You're trying to figure out, can we sub or not? And then all of a sudden, boom, they're in formation, ready to snap the football again. That part of it is, I think, a major aspect of this offense that you saw a little bit more into that second half is a big reason why the Badgers and Luke Fickell wanted to implement this offense, I believe.
It's interesting you say that, because you and I both looked at each other and said, normally you say the run sets up the pass.
Mm-hmm.
But at least right now, the pass sets up the run for this group.
Yeah, it was opening up the box.
Well, and you've said, too, this offensive line seems to pass block better than run block.
Yeah, they're a good pass blocking unit. And especially with... They still have now, I think, started to settle on the five. They were still rotating in at both guard spots. And Jack McNeil said that he wanted to play 7 offensive linemen. I said, okay, Jack, come on. No way. Nobody wants to rotate in offensive linemen. But he did for the first 6 weeks. And I thought you saw a pretty stable front with Huber and Fertney at the guard spots. And, again, just once you keep them on the field and kept some momentum on your sideline, that fourth quarter, everybody in blue and orange was nervous. And people on the Wisconsin sideline, the same way you said go into next week, we're playing free and easy, knowing no one's expecting us to be able to do something right now, but let's just keep playing and see what happens.
Spencer, I've got to tell you this story, okay, because you're back here working. There's a play, and Billy's an offensive lineman, played offensive line in college, as you know. So there's a play. Is it Fertney that flattened a dude?
Tanner Bordellini.
Tanner Bordellini. How many times did you back that up and watch that?
Oh, at least 15.
At least.
It just lays on top of him in the perfect spot. The only thing that would have been better is if he would have busted out a bottle of syrup in his side pocket and just dumped it on him on that pancake that he had. I mean, opens up a hole. When you put the middle linebacker on his back, Tim, usually going to be a pretty good day for the running back. And Braylon was able to feast on that one pretty well.
Yes, for the haters out there, they have to tackle better. Okay.
Yes. No doubt.
They
no
have
doubt.
To start quicker. Yes, the offensive line has got to stop making boneheaded plays. But yet, somehow, this team found a way to win. They found some poise. They found some grit. They found some guts, whatever you want to call it. They found it. And they win today, 25-21. And all the things that Luke Fickell and the staff have tried to instill in them to finish, just once, guys, finish, because they haven't been able to do that.
Yeah.
And I am sure at times, especially last week, with the way that that game ended, they had to be thinking to themselves as a group, man, maybe that's just not us. We just don't have whatever it is to finish a game. And today, they did.
Today, they did. And it will continue to be a point of frustration that you didn't win a game where the opponent doesn't take a snap inside the red zone. Right. I get that.
Right.
But now, again, that's got to be able to be in the past. And as fans, we can continue to point back to it, but those dudes in the locker room can't. And I'll admit, Tim, I was anticipating a little bit more negativity on this talking text line and a few more people taking their celebrations. But it seems like many people, like
a few victory laps happening now.
I gave up on the game a while ago, but I'm glad I tuned in when I did. It was awesome. People enjoying the win for what it was. A win for Luke Fickell, and let's be honest, probably his first signature win at Wisconsin, even though you didn't anticipate beating Illinois would be a signature win.
Some numbers tonight. Braylon Locke, 21 of 41, 240 and two scores. No INTs tonight. Braylon Allen was a horse, as he had to be. 29 for 145 and a touchdown, his longest run of 30. Jackson Aker carried it twice tonight for 5 yards. As a team, the Badgers rushed for only 139, Billy. Threw it for 240, as we said, but were flagged 6 times for 40 yards. Third down conversions tonight, Badgers 10 of 17. Fourth downs, they were 1 of 2 on a total of 76 plays.
And you have the full notepad there of the blow-by-blow, play-by-play, that first half. I want
to
say,
I'm not even going back to it.
No, but I want to say,
if they lost 21-7, then we would go back to it.
Oh, we'd be digging big on India. Yes. But you mentioned those penalties. I think it was 5 for 35 yards in the first half, and three of them were big to start drives and set them behind the sticks. And you look into what happened in the second half. They were getting positive yards on first down, being able to run the ball, and keeping themselves in front of the chains, giving Braylon Locke an opportunity to set his feet, deliver some balls. And you hate to just put it on the receiving corps as well. They didn't make enough plays, I thought, for their freshman quarterback in the first half. Made some big-time plays in the second half. Even that one by Skylar Bell that was waved off. A great effort to keep almost a foot in bounds. They started making some plays for him in the second half.
Third and one, false start. Jack Nelson becomes a 3rd and 6.
Yikes.
Badgers end up not converting on 3rd and 4 in their first drive, and they end up punting. Second possession, that's where on the first play, I think Riley jumped offside, hit a false start.
Malman jumped offsides, yep.
And then later, Braylon Locke fumbles.
Mm-hmm. Nelson hold, I think, on the next drive.
Yes, but prior to that, after the Locke fumble, remember, Illinois turns it into 7 points. On the ensuing kickoff, Jim probably should have let the ball go through the end zone, decides to take it out.
That's right,
yeah. And then Caden Johnson is called for holding. So they start the drive back on the 10. The defense holds, and this is the other thing we're overlooking a bit tonight, too, in the win, is that I don't know if the outcome would have been that much different, but in that first half, there were some key drops by receivers.
Big time.
And yes, there even was on that last drive. Give Skylar Bell credit, because he should have had a pass that would have made it 3rd and short, was called out of bounds because he was didn't have possession. Made a big catch late to keep the drive alive, but you got to make catches too.
And you know what? Actually, good thing Jim didn't catch that ball on, what was that, 2nd down, 2nd and 10, where the TV copy was saying that he should have hit his head on the goalpost after catching the deep end route, because then we would not have had the beautiful moment of Nolan Rucci and a tackle-eligible touchdown. We
spoken
wouldn't have been
like
robbed,
a true offensive lineman. Huh?
We would have been robbed of a big man touchdown, and we would not have had nearly as much fun here tonight.
Best part about it, I told you the photo. The dude had knee braces on.
Knee braces on.
I know he had two jerseys, but he was wearing knee braces at the same time.
Oh, God. It's just
just a beautiful thing. And it is a great design for the Badgers to move, because Rucci's lined up at left tackle.
Yes.
And they move Jack Nelson over to the right side, line up as what would assumingly be a tight end, which, if you're looking at it from Illinois' spot, makes a lot of sense. Because it's third down at about the 4, but you're on the left hash. So even if you don't get it, presuming you're going to run if you're on the defensive side, and former Badger Aaron Henry calling that defense, by the way, you're thinking they're just going to try to put the ball in the middle of the field, potentially.
Line it up for a line field goal to tie it up and go to overtime.
For a tying field goal, yeah. And instead you catch him completely off guard, and then Nolan Rucci has to go airborne for it like he's getting a big old rebound in the fourth quarter of a high school basketball game.
He does. The Badgers rally. We're all happy tonight. Were you entertained? That's the question we're asking you. 25-21, the Badgers win. Stay with us. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shit. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are.
And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
The postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt. The talk and text line, very busy tonight at 414-799-1973. Lex says, Billy, hell of a comeback. Might be a good thing that the freshman quarterback is in and gaining experience and building chemistry with our four young receivers for this year and the future. You and I talked about this last week, that if you go back to the spring game, the launch, that we walked away that day thinking that Braden Locke outplayed Tanner Mordecai in that game.
Yeah, and
but Tanner Mordecai was going to start.
He was going to start, and it wasn't just that day, Tim, where I think we experienced every season in 1 hour at Camp Randall. Right? It was a wild day. It started snowing, then it was raining, then it was sunny. Looking at the totality of spring ball, I thought Braden had separated himself and played better consistently than just about anybody at the position. There was a big gap, and Phil Longo talked about it a couple of times with Heller and I on The Daily Show, where we knew Mordecai was going to start, right? Now, that was a business decision. Let's be honest and frank about it. But then Braden comes in with Evers, also a transfer quarterback, Miles Burkett 1 year in, and they're all on similar standing. But Locke clearly separated and made the distance wider, a wider margin throughout the weeks because of what we saw tonight. An incredible zip on the football, a velocity on the ball that is going to be able to put the ball in tight windows, and a little bit of a gunslinger mentality to say, I know that I can throw the ball into that window.
What impressed me most in the loss last week against Iowa was on the final drive when he took the shot from the Iowa D tackle and got up and lived to fight another day. He took a couple of more shots today and, again, didn't faze him. Came back, said, let's go.
Pretty much the exact same spot. And the one in where the targeting penalty comes to, Tim, that's on the first of the two back-to-back touchdown drives where you can pack it in down 21-7 and you just take a shot up under the chin strap. And I look over at you saying, are we going to see Miles Burkett here? Well,
most quarterbacks don't come back from that shot.
No. And he instead we saw 15 unanswered points.
I mean, it looked like a prize fight where you get hit hard and you go, is that all you got?
That's what you got? Sweet.
I mean, didn't you feel that way?
Shook the face mask.
Yeah. I'm good. Let's go.
Shook the face mask, dapped up a couple of the offensive linemen and said, all right, coach, what's the next play?
That's Texas tough.
That's what you need.
That's what it is. It's Texas
tough. Maybe that's why they're recruiting his younger brother, too.
Then other quarterbacks coming in from Texas, too, right?
Yeah. Mensauer next year? Yeah. Listen, not a bad pipeline to go and get some folks from. And he played some big-time high school football.
Did I hear on our pregame show today, our local pregame show in Madison with Ben Wargle, that the kid has not thrown an interception his entire high school career? I think that's what Ben said this morning. Spence, you have to check. But I think it said he has not thrown an interception.
Now, Matt LePay said he reminded him of the quarterback from Varsity Blues. I mean, not throwing a pick in high school might be even more important. But, yeah, that kind of moxie and that swagger. No,
Sunshine was from Remember the Titans.
Yes. I'd love to say that I knew the young man's name, but I haven't seen the Varsity Blues movie. So okay. I didn't say that when Matt was on because I didn't want him to be mad at me.
Jim and Cunahay sent you some love tonight, big fella.
Come on, Jim.
He says, hey, guys, got to admit, started watching the game from the beginning and before halftime. I switched over to The Flying Leathernecks, a 72-year-old movie. I think John Wayne was in the movie.
Come on, Jim.
Says, came back to the game halfway through the third. Fun to watch the comeback. When we scored the winning touchdown, I knew Billy had to be happier than a pig in slop, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it was amazing. Yes. I'm telling you. I mean, just the table, there was a pop that you couldn't help but know exactly what it was. Hate, not even Hayden Rucci could hate on the way his younger brother went up and elevated for that ball. I don't know that anybody would have thought the big 6'6", 300-pounder could move and just slither away. Usually us 300-pounders, Tim, don't sneak anywhere.
You don't run, you waddle.
Right? Yeah, and he just sneaks on into the back of the end zone there, waits for it, and maybe one of the better passes by Braden Locke of the night, because as we joked about it with Nolan not wanting to miss it, knowing how wide open he is, Braden Locke saying, dude, if I can't hit him here.
You cannot airmail this pass. Whatever
I'm not
you
getting
do,
on the bus.
No, you cannot airmail this pass. Speaking of offensive linemen, you mentioned the pancake from Tanner Bordellini earlier tonight. Let's go back to Champaign right now. Afterwards, Mike Heller had
our
a chance
guy
to talk to Tanner Bordellini.
Tanner, that is a improbable finish, right? I know that confidence likely never wanes on the sideline, but you are down 21-7 and hadn't put a ton together. Walk me through how this game then flips on its head in the fourth quarter?
I think, you know, it's just a lot of guys doing things right at the same time together. As an offense, I felt like in the first half we did a lot of good things. Just there's certain plays that you don't execute on that are negative. And I feel like we did a good job of putting some drives together. And, you know, just keeping that confidence going, like having that belief that no matter what the score is, we're going to go out there, we're going to execute, and we're going to win the game.
All right, walk me through Braylon Allen. Dude is tough as nails, and there were a couple of plays late in that last drive on a 3rd and 10 that you guys make the run call to Braylon, and he picks up 11 critical moments in the game and a big-time run.
Yeah, and it was awesome. You know, we have all the confidence in Braylon that if we go block our guys, he's going to make a play. And, you know, Braylon emphasizes that at halftime. You know, just give him some daylight, just get on your guys, give him some daylight, and he'll make a play. And I think that 3rd and 10 is a perfect example of it. You know, most teams probably wouldn't ideally call a run play on 3rd and 10, but we had all the confidence in the world that we were going to go make something happen, and we did.
What do you say about your quarterback? I know that nobody wants that position change because of injury with Tanner getting hurt and Braden stepping in, but how cool was he when it mattered today?
He was phenomenal. I think he did a great job this week of preparing and getting mentally ready for the game. He had a great week of practice. I think it showed in today's game. He did a lot of great things for this offense, put together a great 2-minute drive to end the half and a couple really good drives to end the game. And I can't overstate how well he did today, and it's a hell of a game for your first win.
And then I just visited with Nolan Arucci. Now, there's no truth to the rumor that that play can be inserted for you on the outside eligible. I think that's probably not true. But what a great play, what a gutsy call, and what a fantastic finish.
Absolutely. You know, it's something you have in your back pocket just in case, and you never quite know the situation. Obviously, with the game on the line, I think a lot of people would hesitate to call that, so shout out to Phil Longo for doing that. It was an awesome play. I think, you know, as an all-line, when you get a chance for one of your guys to score, it doesn't happen very often. So you're pretty enthusiastic and ready to block as hard as you can to get them open. And Nolan made a great catch, Brady made a great throw, and the rest is history.
Last one for you. The 180 from how this feeling was a week ago walking off the field against Iowa, but also about finishing, which has been talked about all offseason and into the season. And today, that game came down to who was going to finish, and it was you.
I think that's the biggest thing. You know, all offseason we emphasized finishing the fourth quarter. Last season, we were 1-4 in the fourth quarter, and that's something you can't have happen. So we made an emphasis all offseason that we were going to be the team that in the fourth quarter, if we're in a close game, we know we're going to win. And I think today, just, you know, consistently going at it as a team, going out there, getting in your all every play, especially in the fourth quarter when it's critical moments like that, was really evident. I'm really proud of our team.
Tanner, enjoy it. Congratulations. Thank you.
All right, good stuff. Mike Heller and Tanner Bordellini after the game tonight. Badgers down 21-7. They rallied in the fourth quarter, and they knocked off Illinois and Champaign, and now Ohio State awaits. Fellas, when we come back, we will have to select our energizing performance of the game.
No, that'll be tough.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Also, we may hit the talk and text line one more time. If you got some more thoughts, chime in at 414-799-1973. By the way, Badger volleyball tonight taking on Nebraska. Did you see what tickets were going for if you're going to sit courtside in Lincoln tonight for this? This is number one Wisconsin against number two Nebraska. Not in the Big Ten, but in college volleyball. Number one in the nation against number two.
Wow.
Try about $3,000 a piece.
Oh.
To sit courtside to watch college volleyball tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. First set, Badgers trailing by 4, 15-11.
Now, Badgers have not lost a set in...
It's like 28, 29.
Jeez.
Straight sets. It's crazy.
Well, come on, ladies. Let's beat those Cornhuskers. It is, you know, harvest season. It's time for us to go and take them on home.
This is good. This is good versus good tonight, no doubt about it. Quick break. We'll come back, give you some final thoughts. We'll talk about Ohio State, and we'll have our energizing performance of the game as we continue. Badgers victorious tonight over Illinois 25-21. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wrigley, Wrigley, Shop the Pig!
If Big
10 football runs deep in your veins, then Sirius XM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McCloy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seed your fandom on the Sirius XM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Fall into a hiring spree with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt. Badgers victorious tonight, rallying late, knocking off Illinois 25-21 when most, if not all, of Badger Nation had left them for dead. But the Badgers come back, shock the world, win tonight, pick themselves off the canvas. No matter how you want to declare it, the Badgers win tonight, 25-21. Now it's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Third and goal, Wisconsin at the 3. 21-18, Illinois leading. 31 seconds remaining in the game. DK wide left. Badgers overload. Heavy on the right. Snap the lock. Looking to throw. Got a man wide open. Left side. Caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Little tackle eligible action as the Badgers take the lead with 27 seconds to play. It was Nolan Rucci, Hayden's little brother, who is a big man on campus right now.
Amazing, stunning, man. Whatever you want to call it. Nobody saw that coming out unless you're one of the select media, Matt, Tausch, that get to go watch practice.
And good job by those two guys not spilling the beans so that they can keep getting that kind of information back there. But the only bad thing about it, Tim, and the only negative is it wasn't in Nolan Rucci's 66, which I imagine is the jersey that is hanging in Bucky's locker room with a little NIL money attached to it. So let's throw 93 on there as well for the jerseys. Put some money in the young man's pocket after that W.
Well, the crazy thing about it was when he caught it, we saw Rucci right away in the back. And I'm looking at my player card, and I'm like, there ain't no Rucci at 93. Who is this 93? And they even fooled us. And then they went to the sidelines after the catch, and Patrick Herb talked about that. That they had that jersey kind of laying in wait, right?
Oh, well, they had to have known they were going to do it at some point, Tim.
During the game, yeah.
Because they sewed his name on the back of it.
Yes.
So, like, this is something they've had in the hopper to wait for the perfect moment. And, I mean, Sam Cassell is dancing for Phil Longo and company on that. I mean, Stones doesn't say enough for the moment 59 and a half minutes into the game say, "Hey, Rucci, get on out there. You haven't played all night.
Let's make this happen.
Time to go catch the game-winning touchdown."
Let's go back to Champaign. Afterwards, Mike Heller talked to one Nolan Rucci.
Can't wait for this.
So apparently, from what I understand, this has been repped a few times, Nolan Rucci, that play. But walk me through your emotional excitement pre-snap. Like, what's going through your mind knowing that this is your play call?
Well, yeah, like you said, we had ran it a couple times during practice and thankfully caught it every time. So it kind of felt routine at that point. I just didn't think that was going to be the moment it was going to be called. So when I heard the play call, I ran in there and I was just thinking, do my job. And that's what coaches emphasized all week. And just a moment like that, you just got to capitalize.
Nolan, in that moment, you know, we see the Hollywood concept of it, that the ball stays in the air for about 30 seconds.
Sure.
Did it feel that way a little?
Yeah, I felt like almost a dream just watching that ball come down right into my hands. It was a perfect throw by Braden. And, yeah, I couldn't have asked for anything better. It was awesome.
Now, we're just 20 minutes, 25 minutes after the game. Have you seen it yet?
Thankfully, when we were coming off the field, someone showed me the replay. It was a little more athletic than I felt doing it. So I'm glad it looked cool at least.
Now, is there a little bragging rights in the family, brother kind of stuff here on that moment?
I'm sure it might help out in the family group chat a little bit now that I got one under my belt. But, yeah, I guess we'll see if it happens again. Who knows? So now I'm rooting for Hayden to get one.
It's a fantastic catch. Let me ask you about the team emotion, because you guys are down 21-7. There's 3.5 minutes left when you get the ball back needing a touchdown, and the offense finds a way to win a game that seemed improbable late in the third quarter.
Sure. I think it really came down to just rallying in the locker room in the second half, and I think Coach does a really good job of getting us there, and, you know, obviously the offense has to go out there and do it. So we put a lot of trust in the Braden and the offensive line, and they got it all the way down there. Honestly, there's a lot of guys who deserve that moment more than me on the team. So I'm just super glad I could be out there for it. It was awesome.
Well, we're glad you were there to make that catch. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Thank you.
Good stuff. Mike Heller and Nolan Rucci. It's going to be fun in that family group chat tonight.
Yeah, he's going to have some fun in the group chat, and I can only imagine there's going to be quite a few DMs for one Nolan Rucci. But, Tim, in the era of transfer portal, in the era of player movement and conversation about recruiting, Nolan Rucci is one of the few guys on this roster that was brought in by the previous regime that had any 5-star grades on him coming out of high school, right? And he hasn't started yet. He's now in his third year on campus. Credit to Nolan for being one of the guys that sticks through that, even though the family is obviously Cardinal and White right now, with his brother being on the team. Many kids, many families would try to make the decision to say, we're going to go somewhere else and see if we can get on the field playing left tackle. He said there at the end, there's a lot more guys on the roster that deserve that more than me. That's good stuff from a dude who definitely deserves a moment and at some point is going to get his opportunity to play every single down. But make the most of it every time you're on the grass. And he doesn't know how many times he's going to be on the grass with Jack Nelson playing in front of him right now at left tackle. Say, line me up there as many times as you guys need.
They got it done tonight.
Make some plays.
Yeah, they did. Just glancing a couple of things here real quick. First of all, we have to clean a few things up.
Let me hear it.
Mabry Mettauer is the quarterback from Texas that's coming in.
Yes.
He's actually thrown 11 interceptions.
Oh, wow.
None his freshman year, none his senior year to this point.
Oh, my God.
But 11 between his sophomore and junior seasons in Texas.
Okay.
So we clean that up.
Well, he hasn't thrown a pick, I would imagine, in what, 8 or 9 games as a senior? That's pretty impressive.
He's a highly successful quarterback in high school. Just leave it at that.
Highly successful.
And then also, we were talking about the number of sets the Badgers had one concurrently.
Yes.
The number now is at 30, but they are trailing 21-16 as they play the first set in Lincoln tonight against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. So I want to correct that as well. This is heard correctly tonight. Badgers down 21-7. They rally. They knocked off the Illinois Fighting Illini tonight by a final score of 25-21. You shake your head, and I shook my head.
Something else.
It's just, it's unbelievable what they did tonight. Found a way to win. You and I prepared this postgame show, total transparency in one way, and then we looked at each other and went, well, they're going to win this thing.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts about doing postgame, Tim. You truly can come in believing you're going to talk about one thing. And then the game ultimately dictates what the show is. And how about this one for Ray in Springfield, Illinois? Because kudos to you, Ray. Tonight's your night. Living down in Illini country. He said, guys, I truly think this is a win the Badgers can build off of. Showed some resilience, showed a never quit attitude, and that comes directly from this coaching staff. This coaching staff also having their fun here tonight as may remember a certain former Badger who's now the defensive coordinator, Aaron Henry.
Oh, he was shown a few times tonight.
Yeah, and he was having some fun after the Illini earlier in the summer flipped a recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Said, getting used to this, hashtag flipping family, with them doing a little dap-up hug and a cute little ankle shake-up as well. Well, Coach Paul Hayes, the cornerbacks coach, and Greg Scruggs, may have recreated that sentence that, yeah, we're used to this on Wisconsin, baby. Mm-hmm. This staff is not going to forget about it, and this staff wanted to get this win against the Illini here tonight.
So if we gave out an award on the Network Postgame Show for the best text of the night, it's got to go to Sean in the 715.
Easily.
Tim, Scott, and Billy, after the third quarter, I was so disgusted, I decided to go to early mass. My wife texted me that they had won right after communion, so I went and got lottery tickets. She recorded it so I could come home and watch it on replay.
What a great
God bless
wife.
You, Sean, in the 715.
And you know what? He is blessing them. And he's probably winning on them lottery tickets tonight. Sean, we need the follow-up tomorrow.
As well as
during
I do when he was at Mass. He said a little prayer towards his Badgers to pull it off in the second half.
Come on, guys. Just figure this out. Figure this out, please. Yeah,
they did. 25-21, the final. The Badgers with the victory improved to 5-2 on the season. Lots more Badger talk throughout the state. We will continue in Madison on our flagship 1310 WIBA in Milwaukee, 97.3. The game also on the iHeartRadio app. For the rest of you, too, if you're looking for Badger volleyball tonight, Nebraska leads Wisconsin 22-19 as they play in the first set. In the Madison market, that's on Fox Sports. 10:70 a.m. Also, you can find that on the iHeart app and the Varsity app as well. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield. Billy watching volleyball, killing me right now.
She just dumped that one on him. No chance. You know, I used to be a setter, boss.
That's sand volleyball. It doesn't count. A property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Smith, this is Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next Saturday night for a 6 o'clock kickoff from Camp Randall. Going to be fun. Can't Ohio wait. State is in town as the Badgers and Buckeyes will square off. Once again, your final from Champaign. The Badgers improved to 5-2 with a win over Illinois tonight by a score of 25-21. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
The Morning News Show on WFHR. On both sides it's of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM.
Really?
WFHR.
I've been on like dozens. Oh my gosh. And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the. He was in the, like, really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A small amount of humanitarian aid made it into Gaza today, says CBS's Tina Kraus from Tel Aviv.
20 trucks bringing a small amount of desperately needed food, water, and medicine arrived in Gaza after the border crossing with Egypt opened on Saturday. It was the first delivery to the devastated Palestinian territory since Israel sealed it off after Hamas's deadly rampage in southern Israel 2 weeks ago.
Anywhere else attacking civilian infrastructure and deliberately starving an entire population.
UN officials are hoping more trucks will be allowed through tomorrow. Mixed news on the hostages held by Hamas for the past 2 weeks, says the BBC's Debbie Russ.
A senior Hamas official has offered to release more civilian hostages if the Israeli military stops its attacks on Gaza. But in an interview with Al Jazeera, Mohammed Nazal indicated that captured Israeli military personnel or settlers would not be freed.
At the Cairo Peace Summit today, Jordan's King Hussein criticized those who are supporting Israel's plan to retaliate against Hamas.
The application of international law is optional, and human rights have boundaries. They stop at borders, they stop at races, and they stop at religions. That is a very, very dangerous message.
Police in Maryland today said they have found the car used by the suspect in the fatal shooting of a circuit court judge this week. Police believe Pedro Argote shot Judge Andrew Wilkinson after Wilkinson ruled against him in a divorce case. Washington County Sheriff Brian Albert.
No law enforcement issues that we have. We have the Washington County Sheriff's Office did respond to the home a couple times for verbal domestics in the last few years, but no physical violence that we know of and no criminal record.
Argote's silver Mercedes SUV was found about 8 miles away from where the judge was shot, outside of his home. A fiery crash between a tanker truck and two cars on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in southeastern Pennsylvania has killed at least one person. John Spolitvak lives in the area and wondered what kind of fire was causing so much smoke.
I used to be a fireman, so I said, I'm gonna go see what happened. Hopefully it wasn't a house or one of the farms around here. And went back, and it was the tanker and a car.
The morning accident closed the turnpike in both directions because of extensive debris and possible roadway damage. The union that represents striking movie and television actors said today the studios have agreed to resume negotiations on Tuesday. SAG-AFTRA has been out on strike for more than 3 months. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Get ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and save $10, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 54. Lows level off around 39 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Chance for scattered showers Monday, chance for scattered storms on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Saint Cloud Civic Media. We are local music. That is Garbage and Stupid Girl. Once again, freaking Halloween weekend. Freaking Halloween weekend is happening at the High Noon Saloon. Next Saturday, the 28th, there's a kids show. There's an adult show. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds amazing.
Get your tickets at high-noon.com.
Oh, my.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Any action on the texting line at all? Or
it's quiet so quiet far tonight.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's cool. People mm-hmm. chilling out.
So far.
We were talking about Halloween costumes earlier in the show, Terry.
Oh, yes.
And you have a list of some. Is it the top 10?
Oh, I've got almost anything you want here.
What do you have for us?
Where do you shop for costumes?
Where do I shop? In my basement.
Okay.
Usually.
See, that's another one of the questions here. Do you make or buy your costume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Buy, 66%. 34% making their own.
I like the homemade ones.
I do, too.
It lends to more creativity mm-hmm. that way.
So most people shop for their costume at Amazon,
okay,
then Walmart, then Target.
All right.
So here's another one. I like this, too. Which is the most overused Halloween costume?
Overused,
overdone. We've seen
like
it a million times.
Ghost or yep. Frankenstein or something
yep.
like that.
All of those are on here.
Mm-hmm.
Witch is number one.
Yeah.
Then a devil or an angel, skeleton, a cat.
Meow.
Huh. And a nurse.
the trusty nurse.
Oh, that's really funny. What will be the most popular this year? You know this one, Jimmy K.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
You don't have a guess?
Most popular. Oh, Taylor Swift.
No, she's not even in the... Oh, wait, I lie. 1, 2, 3, 4. She's number 5.
She's number 5.
Barbie and Ken are number 1.
Oh, Barbie and Ken. I forgot about
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh. So there you go.
844-967-2789. Your worst or best Halloween costume while we listen to brand new Amelia Ford. Happy Now on Max Inc. Radio.
Do you know what it's like to be irrational? To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable. Instead of running red beneath my claws.
This is Pat Slattery of Slattery's Automotive Service in Verona. Established in 1973, I've been servicing and repairing cars in the Madison community for nearly 50 years. You can trust me to tell you what your car really needs and fix it right the first time. Give me a call at 608-848-6123 to schedule an appointment today. Slattery's Automotive Service, your trusted choice for local service and repairs for all your automotive needs.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. The State Department has issued a worldwide warning for Americans abroad to take extra precautions and to remain alert.